On a summer evening back in 2011, Matthew Denise, a new college grad from Milford, was riding his motorcycle home when he was struck by another vehicle and was killed. Police say the man accused of killing him, Nicholas Guaman, an undocumented immigrant from Ecuador, was driving drunk. Today, accused of drunk driving and murder, Guaman goes on trial in Worcester Superior Court. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the lingering effects of a death that became a lightning rod for immigration politics.
The story is legendary in Milford.
The way it happened. I mean, the guy left the scene of the accident. My God almighty.
I heard a lot about no license and whatnot, and wasn't the guy drinking?
And his head was stuck into the front end of the wheel well, and he just kept going, dragged the body and everything. And
everyone has a slightly different version, but the gruesome details are consistent. Nicholas Guaman was driving drunk with his son in the car. It was August 20th, 2011, and near the corner of Fayette and Congress, he hit 23-year-old Matthew Denise. It was the kind of summer evening when folks were out barbecuing on the lawn, and so there are plenty of witnesses. It's unclear how many times Denise was struck, but it's clear Guaman never bothered to stop and check. He drove off from the scene. Guaman faces 7 charges, including murder, homicide while under the influence of alcohol, and unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. His lawyer has asked for a bench trial, meaning the verdict is in the hands of the judge. There will be no jury of his peers. The accident's aftershock still reverberate in Milford. It's a small Metro West town with a population a little less than 28,000 people. It's also overwhelmingly white, according to the latest census data. Slowly, though, Latinos have been chipping away at that white majority.
Anybody in this town, contractor, is getting undercut by illegal aliens so bad it's hard to make a living anymore.
That's Jack Strapponi. He's at a tattoo parlor on the main strip in town, getting a blue flower fixed on his arm. Most of the other businesses on this street are Latino restaurants, storefront churches, or hair salons. Strapponi says illegal immigrants are changing the flavor of the city. They wear their soccer cleats in the park and mess up the lawn.
You know, I'm 53 years old, and I lived in this town pretty much my whole entire life. I'm Italian, and my great-grandparents were, you know, immigrants, but they came over here legally. They learned how to speak English.
Strapponi says the town started to change as soon as all the Ecuadorians moved in, though it's not clear when that shift began and how many Ecuadorians call Milford home these days.
I know that sounds racist, but it's not. It's like it's just they took up all the jobs.
He says the accident that killed Matthew Denise struck a raw nerve.
There's been such an influx of illegal aliens in this town. You know, people are finally just fed up.
But there also seems to be a generational difference. Around town, younger folks who went to high school with Matthew Denise seem to adopt a more nuanced attitude. Kane Rogers is the tattoo artist working on Strapponi's arm.
Like that guy, you know, hit him and hit him on the bike. It's one thing that he did. It's one thing that he had no license and was drunk. That was the main thing. Like the fact that he came from somewhere, it sucks that that has to be grouped in.
Roger says he doesn't understand why the hit and run has become a rallying cry against immigrants. These days, it's such a part of the town folklore that even new immigrants, like Lorena Hernandez, who moved to Milford last year, know all about the accident.
I'm scared because that's not fair. It's like, I'm scared when I...
She says she's sometimes scared when she walks out with her daughter because a couple months ago, a white lady yelled at her for simply talking on her phone outside her house. Jonathan Leon has lived in Milford for 9 years. He's originally from Ecuador.
Like 3 years ago, when passed the accident, that people was nervous.
He says in the early days after the accident, people were nervous to leave their homes. There were reports of immigration agents on street corners and bottles thrown at immigrants.
It's okay. It's okay. No, good. That's okay.
These days, he says the relationship between Ecuadorians and white people is not 100% normal, but it's better.
White people remember that.
He says the white people remember this accident and point to all of his people, which isn't fair because there are accidents when white people are drunk driving and hit someone and nobody blames all the white people. But for Matthew Denise's mom, Matthew's death is a consequence of lax immigration enforcement. Nicholas Guaman was an undocumented immigrant who had previously been arrested for breaking and entering a building. And if he had been deported when he was arrested the first time, back in 2008, her son might still be alive.
Nothing is going to bring Matthew back. We are just hoping to get Guaman the longest sentence we can. get for him, and then after he serves his jail time here, that he'd be deported.
That's Matthew Denise's mom, Maureen Maloney. For Maloney, justice means more than punishment for Nicholas Guaman.
I think if we just get back to the basics and enforce the laws that we currently have here and secure our borders, that would do a lot to solve the problem.
She's become an outspoken critic of illegal immigration and strongly opposes a bill in the State House that would give undocumented immigrants the right to apply for driver's licenses.
I don't want anybody else to ever have to go through this. I just want to raise public awareness. That's the most important thing for me right now, is preventing another tragedy like this from happening.
Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies says Matthew Denise's death was a preventable tragedy.
There has been a tendency sometimes for groups that are opposed to immigration enforcement to whitewash what can happen when people who are here illegally and causing problems in the community are allowed to slip between the cracks.
The accident has become fodder for policy debates around illegal immigration, which worries Frank Soltz. He's a spokesman with the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
I think it's very unfortunate that this trial is happening at the time it's happening, because I think it can inflame some irrational sentiment.
His group has been pushing for a bill that would allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, and the bill needs to get out of committee by May 15th.
We can't look at what ifs. We have to deal with the reality. And the reality is that these immigrants are here, and we should be trying to deal with the problem of how to make life safer for everybody. And that's what driver's licenses would unquestionably do.
Matthew Denise's mother, of course, disagrees. Her son's trial is expected to last 5 days, and it's become a rallying cry for a bigger crusade against driver's licenses for the undocumented. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.